been used as a source of food in Ireland for as long as anyone can remember, and men have braved the winds and the tides since early times to gather this delicious edible seaweed. Jimmy explained that rottweilers was sweeter than tangledullers, and he mixed them, and that was why there was always a great demand for his dullers, because of its wonderful flavour. In a couple of days' time, it was the harvest fair day in Newton Arch, and Jimmy said that he needed to gather a lot of dullers, for the farmers loved to eat at the fair. It gave them a good thirst for their porter. We packed as much dullers as we could into the bags, and before long, there was a mountain of seaweed in the bottom of the boat. The tide started to rise and came sweeping across the rocks in small streams. Jimmy held the boat and ordered me into the stern. He let go on the rowing rope and pushed the boat away from the rocks. The sun was sinking fast, and in its bright yellow light, we made for the harbour. A fresh breeze sprang up from the shore, and Jimmy leaned a little more heavily on his oars. A flight of terns hovered close to us, and then moved away seaward with sharp cries. When we reached the pier, it was almost dark, and we unloaded our cargo of dullers. Next morning, Jimmy was up at the crack of dawn to spread the seaweed. All morning, he sat on the pawl watching the dullers dry. During that time, he turned it occasionally to make sure it would be dried throughout, and when he was satisfied it was ready, he lifted it quickly in huge armfuls and stuffed it into Hessian sugar sacks, which he generally managed to get from the local shops for nothing. These were then loaded on the village carrier's lorry and taken away to be sold on harvest.